episode of The Mom Game is presented by our friends at Gateway GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not a Gateway, because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new GMCs and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaygmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaygmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. And welcome inside the Coppola Studios for episode 254 of The Mom Game. I am Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. We are here together again.
Yay.
But barely. Julie, the Forbes house is just hanging on by a thread over there. Huh?
Hanging on by a thread. Flu season has hit us hard.
Oh, man.
You know, when you like hear the flu's going around,
yeah, it's going around.
You're like, oh, man, that sucks. And then you hear your friend has it here and your friend has it mm-hmm. here and your kid's friend has it here. And you're like, oh,
that's so unfortunate for them.
I'm just going to go on with my life. Oh, can I help you out? Need anything? And then it hits you.
You got it. Not you.
Not me.
But everyone else.
Everyone else in my home. I honestly even think my dog has it.
What?
My dog is so sad looking. Something's wrong with her. Aww. She goes and lays by the sick kids and she just has like sad eyes looking at everybody. They keep taking her temperature too and like trying to decide if she's sick.
Poor Belle. Maybe
everybody's sick.
I know, but she misses them being fun and active, and now they're all just sloths.
Bumps on a log.
Sick, yeah, sloths.
It's a bunch of sick
sloths. Okay, well, we're celebrating today because you don't have the flu.
I don't have the flu.
Yet. Knock on
it wood. It does seem like it's like gotta get me at some point.
I know. And that's not. Why I know. Because you know I'm going to Mexico next week. And I ain't got no time to be sick.
You don't.
So keep your distance.
Okay.
Don't come.
I was
going to
give you a big fat kiss today.
Don't be kissing me.
I've just been thinking about how much I really value you.
Well, that's very sweet.
Our friendship.
Keep your lips to yourself,
and,
girl.
Like, maybe there's more.
Oh, gosh. God, already. We're like, what? Where's the tier? The timer's not. Oh, yes, it is happening.
Maybe I was ready to kiss a woman.
I don't. Jesus Christ.
I've never done it.
If you were going to kiss a woman, don't you think it would be somebody better than me? Like, let's. I think you can do a lot better. That's all I'm saying.
You do?
Oh, my gosh.
Emily, give yourself some credit.
You can do so much better than me.
Who could I get?
I would never want to be your only...
What would my type be?
I don't know, but I would never want to be like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make out with a chick for the first time and maybe the only time. And it's me. It's way too much pressure. I don't want any part of it. And I feel like...
I can't look at you.
I can't. So awkward.
I'm just making a joke.
No. So maybe that we need to figure that out. Like if you were gonna kiss a girl and like it, like in the
I liked it.
In the spirit of Katy Perry.
I don't think I could ever do it.
You don't think you could?
Uh-uh.
I mean, there's a couple that are so pretty.
Okay.
I'm like, man. But she's really good kisser. I don't know. I don't ever think
like,
that.
But there couple?
Are, but there are people that I look at and I'm just like, I can't stop looking at them. Like, they're just so pretty.
You've got your eye on a couple, huh?
No, but I've told you about, I can't, this is so ridiculous. What are we doing? What are we doing? This is not anywhere in the rundown. We're not throwing out hypothetical makeout sessions with other women.
We are. You got to tell
us.
Okay,
I don't want to make out with any women. I do think that some people like that I see that are so pretty. Like I don't fantasize about making out with them, but I just can't stop staring at them.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel creepy because I'm like, oh, you're so pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so pretty. And then what's even worse is if they're nice and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So annoying to be
There's a lot of those type of pretty.
So hot and so nice.
Yeah.
I know. So anyway.
Who are the ones that you want to make out with?
I don't want to make out with anyone. But like there are people that I've met that I'm like, God, you're just so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Taylor Sheridan's wife, the one that I met in person.
Yeah.
Like I saw and I was like, she's like the most beautiful person I've ever seen with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. She's so pretty.
Yeah.
And she's not like Kardashian pretty, which I think the Kardashians are pretty. I do. I think they're pretty. I think there's a lot of work that goes into that, but whatever. I think they're pretty. But like this woman, I forget her name even. She's beautiful and she just is like naturally beautiful and like chic style. Like she's not rocking this shit that I'm wearing. She's not doing any of this. She's not wearing Uggs every day and yoga pants, you know? But anyway.
She thinks she does sometimes.
I bet she does. And I bet she looks so stunningly beautiful in that. And yeah. So I just will stare at people like that. So Taylor Sheridan's wife, I apologize if I was staring at you at that luncheon that one time.
You've mentioned this before.
I have.
I think she'd be your woman hall pass.
She is so pretty. She is so pretty. I don't know her well. I hope she's nice.
I'm sure, yeah.
Or maybe she's not nice and then I wouldn't like her anymore.
Yeah. I need to look
Okay,
need to
so
look
this
her
brings up.
Up
a good point.
Okay.
And I was thinking, I don't know why I was thinking about this the other day, but like, have you ever like seen someone like a dude and you're like, oh, he's so hot or he's so attractive or whatever. And then like you get to know him and you're like, not impressed. Nothing has changed about his physical appearance. But the fact that like he's kind of douchey or kind of a D or mm-hmm. whatever, that you're just like, oh, you're not as cute as I thought. Like how that can change the way you view them physically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes total sense.
So I don't know where I was going with that, but cheers. Cheers to not making out today.
Did that just happen to you? Did you meet someone that you thought was hot and then you talked to them and you're
I don't
like,
know
ugh.
What. Yeah, I don't know what made me think of it.
Yeah.
I think it was probably a TV show I was watching or something.
Right.
Like a reality TV show because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, he's so cute. And then he like opens his mouth and you're like, oh, dear.
Yeah, keep that mouth.
It's not a good look.
And of course, now once you're married, it's all just like a fun little game you play in your head anyways. You're like...
What game is that, Julie?
Like if you were single, you would date. Like, who and, like, what kind of person, what your type would be
right.
if you were alive.
Not that that's ever going to happen.
If you were free.
If you were to get unshackled from this thing called marriage. We love our husbands.
And we love when everyone's sick.
And when everyone's sick, I know. Okay, we will not be making...
Not only are you shackled to sick people.
I know. Contagious people. Okay, we should... This could go really even further south really fast. So
we should get
the train back on the track. So that's what's going on at your house.
Yeah.
I'm prepping for Mexico. I don't know if I've ever been so excited about a trip. Just girls, four nights.
Your same spot?
To me, it's a new spot. So my friend Tara, who Tara was on the show, she's mom of Charlotte, who is my sweet little Down syndrome baby. Not a baby anymore. She's freaking seven. Anyway, and I do want to talk about the burgers. So Jake and Ashlyn Berger. Jake Berger signed with us. He picked number 21 mm-hmm. to wear because he and his wife Ashlyn just had... a baby with Down syndrome.
Oh.
And so he chose that number to honor her, which I thought was so stinking cool.
Oh, that's
to raise
great.
Awareness and all that kind of stuff. So I reached out to her and was
like,
hey.
Is that like a chromosome thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, if let me know if you need help. I know it can be overwhelming and I can put you in touch with Tara, whatever. Anyway, seemed like a super, super sweet family. And that was a really, really cool gesture on Jake's part to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so that's
that'll
very
raise
cool.
a ton of awareness
yeah.
during the season.
And a cool last name.
I know. Hey, Berger.
Making me hungry.
I know. Seriously. Okay. So anyway, my friend Tara, we go to speaking of the Down Syndrome Partnership of North Texas, we go to this luncheon, or it's called Bubbles, Boots, and Bingo. And it's always early in February. And so we all go together and our group of friends, and we enter this raffle or whatever for a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And Tara won. And so
cool. Now
she's taking, there's...
You actually won one of those trips?
I didn't. Tara
did. Your friend did and you got invited.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. That's so exciting.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So it's not the same spot. It's in Punta Mita, which is Puerto Vallarta. So it's close to the spot that I love to go, which is, why can't I think of Hotel Musai, which I love. And we, by the way, like, I wonder if Puerto Vallarta Visitors Bureau wants to sponsor the
show. I know, you say that. I'm waiting for you to reach out to them.
It's just easy in and out.
Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, we're going there, girls, four nights.
They're paying for advertising, Puerto Vallarta.
Which, yeah, hey, Puerto Vallarta.
I have reached out to Port Aransas, though, so okay, holler.
Holler.
Yeah.
Port A. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's, yeah, four nights, which I feel like is the perfect time, especially when you shit's going on at home, like you can't be gone too long. But so four nights, that means, you know, four full nights, that means I will actually unpack bags. Mm-hmm. Like that's my threshold. In case you were wondering,
four nights
I'll put stuff in drawers.
Three nights
or less, it
you
stays
live
in
out
suitcase.
Of the suitcase.
Yeah, okay. That's been my rule for years.
Okay, that makes sense. Actually, I'm a little surprised you live out of the suitcase at all, though. I figured like one night, two nights, you would.
No, I'll fight through. Because I don't want to mess with the rest of it, mm-hmm. packing it back up.
Oh, right. So anyway. Okay. Well, that'll be so fun. You leave so when?
Leave Tuesday next week and then back Saturday.
Okay.
So we'll shoot early next week.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Yeah, that's great.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, we had, we had snow days. We had, I don't know. I've lost track of time.
I know. It seems like you haven't had a real life.
There's no real life. So I don't know what day it is. I don't know. But yeah, everyone's got the flu. And the flu's really bad this year, I guess.
Yeah.
Riders got flu and strep. So we're assuming everybody has flu and or strep.
Yeah.
There's a new flu pill, apparently. It's like a one tablet thing.
Okay.
I've learned. It's called like ExoFlu.
Okay.
It starts with an X, Zoflu or something like that. It's one tablet and does the trick. $150 a pop, at least ours was.
Okay. Worth it though?
Well, Ryder's still sick, so I don't know. It's supposed to like shave off 1 to 2 days off the time, and it's like the dosage is easier instead of Tamiflu 2 times a day for 5 days.
Right.
But anyway, we're seeing how it works. But also, I just like the pressure of having a child swallow a $150 pill. Like,
do not screw this
up. My child has so much anxiety anyway, so we were trying not to like stress him out.
Yeah, like there's no big deal.
Yeah,
shove it down your throat.
I was just like
watching it,
and it's like slowly dissolving in his mouth. It's like we were watching in like the Super Bowl, and our team was like about to score, and we're just like, you can do it. You can do it.
Oh,
he like swallowed
gosh.
It just before it fully dissolved. Like, so I think it hopefully still worked. I don't know. $150 for one pill.
That's cray.
For a little kid to try and swallow.
That is stressful.
And that's what the doctors are pushing these days. So I don't know. Probably if anybody's listening, their kid has the flu right now, they might know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But I was so totally surprised. There's something new out on the market.
Yeah.
Tamiflu is like all you ever hear about.
Yeah.
You know? Sure. So anyway, still TBD if it. I don't know.
Yeah, report back next week and tell us if that 150 little throat rocket was worth it for Ryder.
Right.
Okay, let's get into a little bit of sports scorts brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care.
Yes, I'll tell you what, when we're dealing with snow days and flu and everything else in the world, I'm so glad to not have to be dealing with glasses, because they really are a pain in the butt. And for me, it was glasses. It was prescription sunglasses. It was needing to grab something else every time I'm walking out the door, because when the sun goes down, I would need to make sure that I had my real glasses to put on instead of those sunglasses. Needless to say, we don't have time for all that stuff. And our friends over at Tylock George Eye Care can help. Whether it is LASIK that you need or something else, they have many life-changing options there that they can help you with. You can see your world clearly from both long distance and up close. Get rid of those readers like Emily did with custom lens replacement from Tylock George. They do offer 24 months interest-free financing with approved credit, so the financial barrier really doesn't need to be a thing for you. Don't let that get in the way of getting rid of those glasses. If you have any questions about any of that, just pick up the phone, give them a call, schedule a free consultation, and tell them that the Mom Game sent you. We do have a code online as well, if you prefer to go online. Maybe you're scared of picking up the phone and calling people, and you don't like doing that. Go to tylock.com/TMG. There's a discount with that. So really, if you're having any issues with your vision, with your eyes, there's probably something that they can do for you, even if you've had LASIK before, even if you're older and you think maybe you're not a candidate for LASIK, there's different surgeries for you. Thank you so much to our friends at Tylock George Eye Care.
Yay. No glasses, no readers for me. And I'm getting a pulled on my dry eye crap. So I just have, I always have had dry eyes. Okay. And so
you put a mask on the call.
Yes, I did, because it was the only time I was going to be sitting still and not needing to look at something. Mm-hmm. So the pharmacy where I get my special eye drops from, they deliver to my house, and that Tylock set up for me.
Yeah, and, me too.
Yeah, and so they sent like this little free dry eye kit, and you put this little mask in the microwave, and it basically like pulls out. So what they, not that anyone cares about my fucking dry eyes, but whatever. If you have dry eyes,
I think everybody dropped what they were holding and ran to like, their.
Hold on, she's talking about her dry eyes.
TV.
Let's go. Dry eye talk. Here we go. But you put this. So basically, the way they describe it is like your vision is good, but it's almost like a windshield with bug guts on it. Like,
oh.
and then if you put the wipers on, it kind of smears the bug guts. And so you just got to get your windshield cleaned. And so that's what I'm doing with my eyes, is getting my windshield cleaned. And so what you do is you put on this mask, you put it in the microwave for like 25 seconds, and then you lay with it on your eyes for like 8 to 10 minutes. And then you use these wipes to, you know, wipe them, and then you put these drops in. And what I've noticed is the last couple of like mornings when I wake up, there will be like, not like stuff coming out of them. So I think it's clearing all of that out. The bug guts are coming out of my eyes.
Congratulations.
Amy, thank you.
Cheers.
I don't know. I thought it was really fascinating though.
It is.
Like, this is crazy. But they sent it to me totally for free. Like, just, hey, we try this.
They're great.
See if this would work for you. Very cool.
Give them a call.
Yes, we love Tylock. Okay, sportsy stuff. So we had the national championship game played since we last saw each other.
Yes.
Ohio State won. It was kind of a boring game. I went to bed when it was like a 16-point game and like the start of the fourth quarter maybe. And I was like, listen, I got a shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which we need to, and I'm trying to get Joel Klatt on. Joel Klatt, who is a brilliant guy. I worked with him a long time ago when he very first started doing TV.
I remember that at Fox.
Yep.
We were editing his highlights.
Yep. Quarterback at Colorado, had a minor league baseball career too. Super great dude. So we've just been trying to figure out a time. He's really well versed on like NIL and like college football playoff and like the structuring changes that he thinks should take place. He's very, very smart. And he's really good at what he does. I knew he was going to be good. Like the very first season I worked with him, I was like, this dude's going to be good. And sure shit, he is.
Yeah.
He's,
when they're like the whole package, and they're good looking and well spoken.
Yeah. And he's awesome. We don't need to be playing the national championship game on Monday night.
But isn't it always?
It is, but it's dumb.
Yeah.
It's like, can you imagine how much more fun it would be if it were like, on a Saturday when all other college football games are traditionally played?
Yeah. That's college. I guess you had NFL playoffs.
Who cares?
Yeah.
How many games were taking place this past weekend on Saturday? Like how many, there's plenty of time slots. Like make it an 11 a.m. kick. Who cares? Make it a 2 p.m. kick.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously the NFL is not going to budge and I get it, but like, I think you could do, it would be so much more fun for people. Can you imagine the day long party that would be taking place if you had.
Yeah, the Monday thing's weird.
Like work together. Like, hey, what can we do? How about this? You know, AFC division round game at 11 and then, or noon. And then how about the national championship game at 3, and then let's cap it off 3:30, and then let's cap it off with the AFC championship, whichever one I didn't say, divisional game at the 7 o'clock time slot. Then you got a whole day of football. You got a little NFL sandwich with college football mixed in. Like that would be fucking amazing. Like why can't they work together and figure that shit out?
I don't know. So much of the football TV stuff doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if they wanted their own day, but then you're talking about college people who are in school, like in class, and Monday is like the worst day for partying.
Well, and it's like Super Bowl Sunday. Like I get it, and people make it an all day thing. At least it's not a work day. But then it's like, but then we all have to go to work Monday,
right?
Super Bowl Monday,
yeah,
sucky.
I always kind of forget about the national. It's like, oh yeah, it's on tonight.
Yeah, but like
every single year,
yeah. Hattie was like, can so and so come over and watch the national championship game? I'm like, no, it starts at 7.
I know.
It's
tough for even the kids that want to watch.
Yeah.
We were in urgent care.
Right.
That was our 106 fever night.
Awesome.
But we got back in time to see all the post game and stuff. And that was the team that we saw in person because we saw Ohio State and UT play. So that was kind of cool to see the eventual national champion play in person. And Ryder has his picture with the Buckeye mascot. National champion mascot.
Nice.
Picture with my son.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of a...
I know. I will get Joel on here in the next couple of weeks because he's super well versed, like I said, on so many fascinating things like the NIL stuff. He is a dad. Yeah.
So it'd
he's
be fun to kind of hear a little bit more about the other part of his life too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's super great.
What other Cowboys. Like apparently they're now, I mean, other people are hiring the other teams with head coaching vacancies are just, filling those vacancies.
Yes. Can we preface this by saying I am so exhausted. I listen.
You preface every Cowboys.
I'm so exhausted.
Topic with that
because it's so
because it's true. I'm not saying like I'm with you.
And I'm a sports I listen to sports talk basically all day long. Whether it's I'm starting to mix in some podcasts because I'm getting so exhausted by what's on in Dallas Fort Worth. It's every how many more ways can we dissect everything that is dysfunctionally wrong with the Cowboys and this coaching hire? And I'm just like. It's exhausting. Yeah. And I know that the guys who are having to talk about it don't want to do it to that extent, but they know that that's what drives, you know, that's what drives numbers, whatever. But so it is so incredibly exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
It's too much. It's just too much.
It's too much. It is interesting who they're going to choose. It is interesting. I guess what the headlines we're seeing are like, Jerry's kind of doing this all on his own. Like he's going to make his own pick, which isn't shocking, but also the fact that I guess that's getting out that that's what he's saying is like, this is all me. I'm going to pick who I want right now.
Well, don't you
for this vacancy?
Did you see?
Ben Johnson's gone. He's head coach of the Bears. And that was somebody who I think a lot of people wanted maybe as a leading candidate here in Dallas. And so I don't, Kellen Moore was emerging as like maybe one of the head guys.
By the way, he's kind of busy preparing for an NFC championship game.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
I'm sorry. Yes, NFC championship game. Two teams from the NFC East playing in the championship game.
Right.
It's bananas.
And so that was kind of a, we have to talk about the playoffs.
Eagles and Commanders.
And the Eagles and Commanders getting ready to play each other. They both look really good in the playoffs, and the Commanders are going to be good for a while.
Commanders were a joke last year.
Yeah.
They won four games. I texted Cliff after that, Cliff Kingsbury, who is a friend of mine and offensive coordinator for the Commanders.
Yeah.
And I texted him the next morning, and I just was like, so stoked for you. Like, I'm just so happy for you. It was what a fun. I mean, that game was fucking amazing. I didn't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
I was rooting for the Commanders because of Cliff. And so I want him to succeed. I want him to do well. And it was such a fun, entertaining game. And the style of offense that he runs is so fun.
Well, he's got a quarterback.
And you can only do it with a quarterback. And I texted him and he was like, thanks, EJ. You know, the guys played hard. And I was like, Jaden Daniels appears to be the real fucking deal. And he was like, dude, he said he reminds him so much of Pat Mahomes that it's eerie. He said, great dude, great head on his shoulders, can see things. Like he just said he is such a good human being. And he said it was crazy how much his word was eerie, how much he reminds him of Pat Mahomes.
Wow. And he would know.
Yeah. He knows both of those guys very well. So anyway.
And now he's even being looked at, right, for the Cowboys head coaching job. But you have to think, like, if Cliff's found a guy like that, like, does he want to leave
Hitch
him?
My wagon to that? Yeah.
Like, that'll take you far as a coach.
And I think Cliff can do great things with quarterbacks. I mean, and with offenses. Really, I do. But, I mean, you've got that. You're talking about it with Jaden Daniels. At least what he's showing. It's his rookie year. But, dude, that dude's got some tools.
Like, right.
You know?
To take a team from where they were to what they're doing right now and the upset that they were able to complete last weekend in the playoffs and beating Detroit like a number one seed.
Yeah.
In Detroit, like as we're talking about the head coaching search, I think that's something that I feel like should change in the NFL when you have the offensive and the defensive coordinator both being considered for head coaching jobs.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn, your friend. Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson, the offensive and the defensive coordinator for the Lions, both being like big head coach candidates for the openings, including the Cowboys, the Bears, the teams that are looking. They're both interviewing for other jobs as they're getting ready to play in the divisional round. Their team loses, gets upset by the Commanders. Like, doesn't that, if you're a Detroit fan, like, aren't you bothered? Like, doesn't that bother you if you're coordinators are interviewing and you lose? Like, even if you don't lose, like, why do you have to be doing it the week leading up to a huge playoff game?
It almost seems to be that there needs to be like a dead period to where all this shit can get worked out, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or just wait. Like, can't we just wait?
I don't know. But then they're like, we got to start installing and you got a roster evaluation. I'm like, I get
you
it.
You don't, because no, the teams that are still playing don't.
Right.
Like the teams that go all the way to the Super Bowl don't start installing and eval and all that shit. Yeah. Like these other teams are just too antsy. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Like if I know they're professionals and they're paid. It's not like the college kids or whatever that
are out there
playing. Right. They're also paid now. But like if I was out there playing for a guy who I know was interviewing to go coach another team the day before, it'd just be weird.
I think it might be more offensive to fan bases than it is to those players, and those coaches know that this is a business and you got to get yours while you can get yours. You know what I mean?
They know
I think the players get it more than anybody, probably. I think the fans, you know,
it's just
they don't,
the reality, I guess, of the professional of professional sports versus
but
it's weird. And then they lost. I mean,
yeah,
Detroit, like, how hard have they been working to get to that
right
spot?
But I think too, in that at that point, like their Detroit's injuries just caught up with them. I mean, they were a MASH unit, and it was crazy that they were able to stay as good as they were throughout the regular season.
Yeah,
I think that's part of it. But I think what we've
it weirds me out every year though.
Yeah, I think what we've established though is that we should be in charge of the college football playoff and the NFL.
I think so too.
Okay.
Well, why aren't they calling on the mom game?
To work on this.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, Cowboys head coaching. I don't know. Maybe do you think they'll have a coach by next week?
I bet
our next show?
Yeah. Because they're saying this Brian Schottenheimer guy.
Right. He had like a 4-hour interview.
Yeah.
Apparently yesterday. So, I don't know.
I think he's very underwhelming.
It'd be very underwhelming if it's him. It'd be very underwhelming if it's Kellen Moore.
I know. Weird. But now I think, yeah, I know. It's like trying to figure out Jerry Jones is like,
right.
No, can't do it.
What if Jerry just does it?
What if he just does what?
What if he's just the coach?
Yeah. Yeah. But haven't you, okay, so one other thing that I wanted to sidetrack on in relation to Jerry Jones, like in you saying that he was like, I got this, guys.
Yeah.
I can handle this myself. Don't you feel like the older people get, like I saw this with my grandparents, especially on my dad's side. That like the older they got, like the more dug in they were, the less fucks they gave about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, however I want to do it, whenever I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care what you think of him. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
he doesn't care what you think about him. He doesn't care what you say about him. He is the most valuable franchise in all of sports. He's like, yeah, I'm doing all right. And I'm going to take this one. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just like,
this is my last chance.
Yeah, double bird. Like,
right.
Like so many double birds.
Who's
like, going
to be the active head coach whenever I go to heaven, maybe?
Yeah.
Like,
and so he's like, I mean, so people who think they're like, oh, well, maybe he'll listen to. No, he's not listening to any. No.
No.
We have passed the point of no return. There is no more listening.
No.
He's like, he's on double bird.
He sure
duty.
Is.
Like,
he's on double bird duty. And I think that happens, to your point, as people get older.
Yeah.
The filter goes away too. Like grandparents,
goes
dads,
away. Yes.
Like especially grandpas.
Oh,
grandpas God have no filter.
God bless.
They say whatever they want. And when
they fart,
fart filter is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts to go away with dads. And the longer you're married,
yeah,
the fart filter goes away. And then it's just like, because they know you're freaking stuck in it.
Right.
They can just fart whenever they want.
But yeah, granddads.
And then granddads, it's like, it's just breathing to them.
Like, but they don't even care if it's like mixed company. Like,
right,
whatever. We got guests over. I need to let something loose.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do
it's
it.
It's your problem. You better just get out of the way and not hear it. Because I'm going to stay in here and fart and get out of the way. And I'm going to say whatever I want about your grandkid, your kids, my grandkids. Like, because they're annoying to me. And they're annoying. Get out of my way, annoying grandkids. I'm going to fart. Grandparents. I'm glad I never have to be a grandpa.
So blessed. Family, we love you, all of you. Okay, so that was a great sports segment.
What just happened?
Let's do a little what's on your feed. Lots of stuff on the feed lately.
Oh yeah, the feeds have been active.
Very active. Brought to us by our friends at Audrey Dolan's Media. If you have paid attention to our social media channels in the last several months, you have noticed we got our shit together, and it ain't because of us. It's because of Audrey Dolan's Media. They provide all kinds of services. They really do cater to whatever your needs are as a business, as an individual influencer or brand, whatever that is. They take great pride in formulating a plan that works for you and for your business. And we are so grateful that we found them. Some of the items or services that they provide: influencer management, brand management, monetization management, collaboration management, influencer campaigns, content creation, photography, social media management, website design. There's pretty much nothing. There isn't anything. There's nothing they can't do. That's a double negative. There's nothing they can't do. Yeah. Whatever. They can do it all.
Yeah.
So we are so grateful to them. They've been huge in the growth of our little mom game podcast here for the last several months, and we have got big things planned in 2025. So if you are looking for someone to kind of give your brand a glow up, your business a glow up, give Audrey Dolan's Media a shout out. Tell them the mom game sent you and see what she and her team can do for you.
Yay.
Okay. Social media stuff. So the TikTok thing happened and then it went away.
Oh my gosh. So many
are you
people.
On TikTok?
Yeah,
you are. Do you post on there a lot?
No, no.
This is a bad question. I should ask Audrey Dolan's Media. Do we post on TikTok?
We do. Adam actually does that for us.
Adam does.
So yeah, okay. Like whenever we put a clip on Instagram, it usually also goes on TikTok. And our TikTok's doing pretty well. Our TikTok's doing pretty well.
Okay. Good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I should have been outraged and sad.
You should have been outraged and sad.
I was. I just didn't show it.
Audrey Dolan's has said, and I think this is true for a lot of people, like whether it's your social media or your life, it's better to have
control your content
and don't put all your eggs in one basket, as you say. Yep. Like you don't want everything, you don't want to just be a TikToker and that's your
YouTuber
identity. Like that's why there were some people that were completely distraught, crying like, my life is over, TikTok's ending, this is a whole, like, my whole career, this community that I've built, like, and then we all sat through and saw some of that. And, you know, it was a lot of the younger, what are they, Gen Zers that were dying over the TikTok
thing.
What
am I again? You're a millennial.
I'm a millennial.
I'm Gen X.
You're Gen X.
Okay.
And then TikTok came back and it was just like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Who was it that was telling me? Somebody was telling me that, like, some of these, like, influencers, TikTokers that, like, they're like, well, now that TikTok is about to go away, I'm just here to tell you, I wasn't really doing those workouts and eating those protein shakes. Oh. Like, I'm just naturally fucking blessed or whatever, you know, like,
yeah,
that they, you know, that they kind of like pulled the curtain back and was like, well, if this is going away, I'm just here to tell you.
That. And then,
like,
it came back.
And then it came back. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah,
I believe it. Everyone,
I can't remember who told
me
that.
It was so dramatic. And
everything's so dramatic.
I will say when all that happened, it did make me think, like, what am I missing out on TikTok? So I did spend some time on TikTok when it came back. And I was like, I need to see what all the fuss is about because I don't spend much time on TikTok. Okay. It is cool. Like,
is it?
And as a user.
So how is it different than like Instagram stories?
It's just a lot. As far as like if you're going to post something on TikTok, there's a lot more you can do with it. So like
built-in.
If you go look
like
at built-in ours,
templates.
Yes, built-in okay. templates. And like if you go look at ours, I posted one of our pro pics, the one where we're I don't know, we're in our little sexy outfits.
Oh,
sort of, not really sexy.
Okay,
ever. I'm in that like leather, and you're in your leopard skirt.
Okay,
and then. You can say just like audio, pair it with audio, and it like came up with AI or whatever, like some cool like quote. Some woman, she's probably famous and I should know who it is, but she's saying some quote and I was like, oh, this fits. And it's like, it fits our vibe. And it's just like, she's talking about being a, if you can't put on your big girl, I should find it. If you can't be a whatever bitch today, then go get your lipstick out and become a whatever bitch today. And I was like, this is us. And I posted it. You should go look.
I need to go look.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have the app on my
phone. Like I guess the technology is just like really good. Like you can just say, find something that matches this picture and it does it. And the songs, I don't know. It's all, there's just a lot more options, I guess, that you can do. And so I had fun playing with it. And then, and then just looking at, it's a lot of like short clips, like, I don't know, yeah. Not as many long reels and all okay. that. A lot of fun things set to music. So it's super addicting, you know.
Okay.
Like,
so are you going to work that into your rotation of like
I'm trying to, because
like of scrolling or posting.
I haven't worked it into my scrolling rotation yet.
Okay.
I don't need to work anything into my scrolling rotation. It's already seriously like bad enough.
I know. That's why when I got rid of Twitter that time, or X, whatever, like now I just hardly ever check X.
I'm way off of X.
Used to be the first thing I would do in the morning, because I was going to see what the news. Now, if something's breaking, like if somebody's like, oh, blah, blah, then I'll go check Twitter.
Same.
But it's so rare.
Yeah.
I'll go like stretches of days without even jumping on that thing.
Right. Same. I'm basically just like Instagram. Same. Mostly.
Yeah.
But for posting, it is a good way for, like, advertisers are really looking at TikTok a lot these days, yeah, too, because so many of the Gen.
I just wonder if it's our audience. There.
Yeah.
If it's our, like, if you're listening and you are a big TikToker, holler.
Holler.
Let us know.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a big kind of like pump fake. It was gone and then it was back. And yeah, then it was like, Donald Trump has been working with us to get it back. So I'm sure he was like, I don't know. Was that orchestrated by him? Because he's trying to get people to like him.
Yeah.
He's trying to get the TikTok revolution to like him, all those young kids or whatever. I don't know. But it came back. So, and it's cool. It's worth a browsing around.
Yeah. Okay. Let's save inauguration talk for a little bit later.
Okay.
In the show, because we got some things to talk about there. Well, should we do it in the TMG news desk, or should we, what do you think? Should we do inauguration talk in the news desk?
Sure.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Brought to us by our friends at One Day Doors and Closets.
Yes.
And Estill Dog Psychology.
Yes, new partner here on the show, One Day Doors and Closets. I like to call January here on the Mom Game Home Improvement Month, because you might be assessing your house situation and seeing what you can do to improve it. I'm excited. These guys are coming out to my house next week, because you might not think about your doors, but your doors could probably use some help. And it's a really good way to kind of upgrade your home without doing a big remodel. You can replace your interior doors in just one day. You don't have to deal with all of that messy construction in your house. And what they do is really cool. They use advanced 3D measuring technology to make a digital blueprint of your existing frames and then custom cut doors to fit in those frames. The doors are factory painted with an advanced coating paint, installed in just one day. They're fully finished and they're going to make things look so much better from the inside and the outside. You can save about 30 to 50% compared to big box stores or handymen if you go with One Day Doors and Closets. It's so funny. They sent us some before and after pictures, and I realized, I was like, oh, these before pictures, I have those exact doors in my closet, like those accordion doors, yep, like straight out of the 70s in my bedroom closet. Cause it's one of those things you don't think about upgrading. You're like, it's not really bothering me. No one's going to see it. But then when you see what it could look like if you do switch those out, it makes a big difference. So I'm excited to get those flipped out. And these guys do it the right way. They can do any kind of doors, hinged, bifold, sliding. They used advanced technology to ensure that the doors will fit even when the foundation has shifted, which we know happens here in Texas. You can upgrade the look of every room in your house. It's like hanging a new piece of art in every room, and it's going to stay there forever. The process will typically start with an in-home visit. People can also go out to the Louisville showroom. This is the best part, everybody. Okay, so now you know that you need to take a look at the doors around your house and you need to do something about it. Well, you can buy one, get one free with our promo code. Go to onedaytexas.com/promo30. onedaytexas.com/promo30. Buy one, get one free on doors for your house. You can also just pick up the phone and call them, 940-969-4790, or just message us too. We can help connect you. And I will be showing the process when they come out to my house and help me with my door situation too. Super excited about this new partner.
Yay. Also excited about the fact that today I announced on my Instagram stories that I have reclaimed my couch. My dogs are no longer calling my couch their home. That is thanks to Estill Dog Psychology. My dogs went away for a month to be with Robbie so he could train them. And the improvements that I've seen with them have been phenomenal. We still have things to do as you know, their parents. We and Henry and Hattie too, my kids. You have to keep that consistency up. It's just like with anything else. But I will say the way that they behave, how they act, the fact that, you know, they don't just plop their asses up on the couch anymore. They have their designated space and they stay there. It's been totally life-changing for our family, just not having that anxiety of, oh, hell, how are the dogs going to act and what are they going to get into? And, you know, can they be trusted? And
amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And like just little things like that. Like I thought about that this morning when I walked into the living room. I'm like, oh, the dog blanket is not draped over the couch so I can protect the couch. I actually have my throw pillows out because the dogs have their space and they know where it is and they stay there. Now, they're not robots. They still do, you know, they can get up on the couch when they're invited. Like the whole way he works.
They just have better manners.
They have better manners. That's a great way to put it, Julie. So there's an educational focus. He's educating not only the dogs, but also you. We spent 2 hours with him, one when we dropped him off. The halfway point and then one at the very end. I mean, he's very, very thorough. He texts me all the time. How are the dogs doing? What do we need help with? He's going to come and talk with us. I think next week or the week after, I can't remember. And then he's going to come to the house for a follow-up there to like, you know, what do we need to work on? Where are some things that are missing? How can we, you know, how can we make this translate even better to you guys at home? So it's fantastic. He's awesome. It's a very holistic approach. He's very calm. It's not shock collar and discipline. I love his system. I love how much he cares about the dogs. And that's where they'll stay when we go out of town. They'll be hanging out with Robbie at Estill Dog Psychology. He's got a great setup there. So anyway, for more information, visit estilldogpsychology.com. That's E-S-T-I-L-L, dogpsychology.com. Or you can just like and follow Estill Dog Psychology on Instagram. He's always posting good little tidbits there. But I've had a lot of people reach out to me via social media, like, okay, tell me about this. I think I've got to do it. I think I need to do it. It's totally
worth it. Because we love
our
dogs so much.
We do love our dogs.
But they can be so annoying.
They can be so annoying. And listen, my dogs aren't perfect by any stretch, but their manners are greatly improved. And we're going to keep working with them.
Yay.
Yeah. So, okay, new stuff. So should we talk about the inauguration a little bit?
Yeah, because that was the big news.
It was.
We have a new president.
We do have a new president.
And I want to talk about, too, like how we talk to our kids about it.
Okay. I guess with us, we didn't really, we talked about it during the election.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't talk about it much revolving around the inauguration.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why, but that really wasn't, I don't know. That wasn't a thing. It was like once the election was over, they're like, okay, Trump's the next president and we're moving on about our merry way. I don't know that they really, you know, paid much attention to the fact that he was sworn into office, you know, how many ever weeks, months later.
Right.
What about you?
Well, something came up. So what day was that? What is today? I'm in flu world.
Yeah. It's Wednesday. It was a Friday.
It was a Friday.
No, it was a Monday. It was the same day as the national championship game.
Okay. So it was just Monday.
It was a Monday.
Yeah. So something came up.
It was just 2 days ago?
Yeah.
God, what is happening to us?
I don't know. What's your excuse? My kids are all sick.
Yeah, I don't have an excuse. What's your excuse? My kids are all sick. So it was Monday.
Yeah, it was just Monday. And something came up where it came up that people were watching it on TV or not at school. Like, oh, it was MLK Day. No, yes. People weren't in school. So it came up that it was happening. And so I was talking to Anna about it, my 6-year-old daughter. And I said, it's the day that we have a new president. And she was like, oh, yeah. She was like, who is it? And I was like, it's Donald Trump. She was like, oh, yeah. And then she was like, he was president before, a few years ago. I was like, yeah, he was. So she knew that as a 6-year-old. And it just started making me think, like, I think it's important to let these kids not, I don't know. I bet a lot of people have big feelings about him.
Yes.
And
he's a very polarizing.
He's so polarizing.
Very galvanizing, whether it's positive or negative.
When we were growing up, the president of the United States, like when you learn about it and when you do your worksheets about it and when you talk to your parents about it, like it is just like the position that it just seems like, wow.
Very revered.
Very revered. That's a great word for it. Like, wow. Like to be that is, you know, almost something that kids could dream about, right? Yeah. To be the president and everyone respects you and, you know, you work hard your whole life to get in this place and you're leading the whole country. And I think it's important, and no one's going to probably do this, but like that we, it was important for me, at least, I guess, to talk to my kids about it in a very like non biased way.
About like respecting the office.
Yes.
You respect the office of the president.
Yes.
Because whoever the president is, they got there because of a process.
Yes.
That our country has in place. And so whoever lands in that office should be respected. That doesn't mean you have to like the person who's in that office.
Right.
You have to agree with them, all that kind of stuff. But I see that. And my friend Jennifer told me something too when I was, we all know I'm a political idiot. I don't really know shit.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I woke up the day of the inauguration and I was trying to think, because I didn't watch hardly any of it. But like one of my friends was like going to an inauguration party. And I'm like, oh, that's a thing. And I was like, and damn, this thing starts at 11, whatever. And she said, like, would the whole process, voting process, I remember being torn because I'm like, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that Donald Trump says socially, a lot of it. There's a lot of it that I do agree with. But, it, you know, fiscally, I get the whole conservative mindset about, you know, keep the government out of my bank account as much as possible. Totally get that. But she had said something to me. She was like, policy over personality. Mm-hmm. So policy over personality. Like, don't look at, you know, you have to think about, and that's also too, I say that, but then that's also flawed because then you're associated with a party. And then we go back to the whole discussion we've had for the last 5 years.
Well,
you're either a donkey or you're an elephant. And it's like, here we go with the donkeys and elephants again. I don't know. It's just, it's exhausting. When I tell you I don't pay attention to politics, when I woke up the morning of the inauguration, I literally thought to myself, if the vice president of the United States punched me in the face right now, I would not be able to, and the police came to me and said, who punched you in the face? I would not be able to tell them who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because I literally did not, now that I know his name, I knew who, I was like, it's not Pence, because I think
he's
they
like
got in
40,
a fight.
Right?
And then this,
J.D.
Vance.
Yeah.
But this is how, and I, does that, it probably makes me a bad American.
No.
People are probably yelling at me right now.
No.
I just don't have the emotional and mental, like, capacity to involve myself in that whole scene. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. I try to stay away from it because it's so exhausting to me. But yes, with the whole kids, where we started, it is important to teach them to respect, you respect the office.
To respect the office.
Because whoever, like I said, whoever is in that position was elected into that position by systems that we have in place as a country.
Right.
And it is the greatest country in the world. And I am proud as to be an American.
Yeah.
And I am thankful as to be an American. And so I just think that it's just, I don't know. We've just reached such a weird time in our society to where, you know, like, and I'm friends with people like on social media and, you know, you've got like, you know, the one guy over here who's a super conservative, who's scoreboarding everybody. He's like, hey, libs, you should be real lucky that we came to save the day. And then you've got this other one that's like, I will not stand for this. And this is not my president. And this is not. And it's just like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, when did this become a sporting event?
It is.
Like, it has.
It's kind of WWE.
And it's sad.
Honestly.
And it's sad. And I hope that, like, our kids' generation can change that. And so I think part of what I'm saying is, like,
don't bet on it.
Well, and part of what I'm saying is that I don't want our generation to start spewing all of that to these little kids who maybe won't have a chance. And it's like you said,
I love your wishful thinking, but honey, we're already way too far gone.
Well, your kids are older. I mean, maybe I'm thinking more like 2, 3, 4, 5 people that, I don't know. I want people to be able to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
And to not, and I think about that too with teachers, like you almost trust that teachers won't be infusing their political opinions, and that's a whole thing too.
And
but,
you would like to think, but
I know.
I mean, think of how many teachers there are. Like,
and I'm saying this not coming from really a big stance on either side.
Same.
Just like,
right, but
I want them to learn about the president, and like this is the history of what the president does, and this is why this is an important role in our country, and this is why the inauguration is important, and this is why you should watch, and this is why not like. watch more than your mom does. This is why you should learn more. And this is why you should be knowledgeable about our country and not like, oh, you don't even need to watch because this guy, because this and that. Like, that's what frustrates me.
Well, and I I'm here to tell you, like, I'm guilty as all get out because I just can't. I don't have it in me. Like, I just don't have it in me to, I don't know. And that's a terrible, you know, that's a lazy fucking approach. And it is. And I admit it and I'm wearing it and I'm owning it. And I'm putting a bow on it. It's but I don't know.
Well, maybe we're not in the kids will change. Well, and we're not as much in the role of teaching them about history. But
no,
like,
but yeah. I mean, but listen, like for people to say like you can't let, you know, your teachers can't, you know, let their personal views spew out. There's too many teachers that are, it's going to happen. Just like, I mean, and I guess, and again, and this is a whole different, we're going to go down this rabbit hole, but like, it's like we put this like, okay, expect all this out of these teachers, like keep your opinions to yourself, do this, do this, do this. And it's like, and then we pay them shit, you know? And then it's like, can someone come into your house and, you know, they don't know where your political leanings are? Probably not. But then people will say, but that's not my job. Those are the teacher's jobs. And I'm like, well, that's a lot of responsibility to not, you know, now I'm getting away from myself. Teachers should not be forcing their political beliefs on students. I do think it's harder. It's easier said than done to not let. And I'm not saying that like I voted for this person because of this, but like just to not let those leanings out. You know what I mean? And so I understand how teachers are in a difficult spot.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, trying to keep that totally separate. And I think, but I do think the scrutiny is way more intense than it ever has been because now everyone's on guard. Same way with like religion and all that stuff. And, and the problem with, you know, one of the disadvantages of social media is that we get this, you know, people put things out there and then it starts snowballing. And then people, it's kind of that mob mentality type of thing to where, you know, it's like, yeah, that's bullshit and they can't do that and whatever. I don't know. It's just social media, like I've said a million times, can do so many wonderful things and can be so powerful, both in a good way and a bad way. And so you can't have the good without the bad. And I feel like it's just totally changed the way we look at things, the way we view things, the way our kids are going to view things.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, I feel like the, you know, the people who are just kind of down the middle and whatever are becoming so few and far between.
Because they're not loud enough.
No. And and it's just like, it's, yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
No. And gross, and I'm not interested, but
yeah,
also too, and then people will yell at me like, well, get involved and do something or figure it out. Or
no, but we can only do so much.
Read a book.
We can only do so much as,
you know,
humans.
So I don't know. I'll probably just keep remaining very apolitical in my life and see where it leads me from this point on. But one thing I did notice from the inauguration that I didn't watch, but I did see on social media all the time was that meme of George W. Bush.
Yeah. What made him do that?
There's no telling. So George W. Bush to me is like that fun uncle you want to sit next to at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
Like he's always going to, you know, like nudge you under the table and tell a, you know, make an inappropriate comment or say a funny joke that whatever, you know, he's that guy.
Right.
Like he's just like, he doesn't take himself too seriously. You know, he doesn't really care about looking distinguished and, you know, like calculating stoic. All of his moves and all that and knowing that cameras are on him all the time. He's like, yeah, good. Hey, you know, like eyebrow raise well, and a little smile.
And an event like that, that like the things that stood out are the moments like that. It was like him. It was the J.D. Vance's kid that kept like tapping him on the head and a lot of moms saying like, we feel this.
Yes.
We know this. We know what this feels like when you're sitting there and you know people are watching you and the kids just like could give two shits that there's cameras.
Yeah. And I
just
think
messing
that
with you.
Things like that make
and
like,
make you real.
More endearing.
Like, yes. It's like Princess Kate or whatever. Anytime, you know, her kids are going crazy. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
And then when Carrie Underwood had to sing, like, I guess there were technical issues and she had to sing a cappella, America the Beautiful.
Yeah, and speaking of,
she's
so beautiful.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You She's... stare at her. You would make out with her.
I don't know if I'd make out with her. I'm pretty sure she wouldn't make out with me. But she is beautiful.
Yes.
She is beautiful.
She is and has a beautiful voice. She did a great job.
Gorgeous voice.
Under those tough circumstances.
Yeah. And then did you see there was something with Billy Ray Cyrus that was really wheels off?
No.
I heard audio of it, but like apparently they had some serious sound issues. And he was like, did he try to do like Old Town Road? He was like, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I don't know. I felt really bad for him. I never saw the video. I just heard the audio and I was like, oh God bless him.
Oh dear.
So yeah, there was plenty.
It was very eventful.
It was very eventful.
We didn't watch.
I didn't watch either, but it looked like it was very eventful from social media channels. But yeah, I love George W. Bush. And that perfectly sums him up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was
that
cute.
Little meme.
Right.
I mean, it's the same guy who, you know, photobombed me during a live broadcast of a Rangers game. Like, I'm like, that's so him.
Right.
And he's so cute and adorable.
Like, yep.
He is. Maybe we should try to get him on.
We've said this. You said that you were going
to
ask.
I know. Well, I don't really know who to ask. It's not like I have Laura's number.
Work on it.
Hey, Laura. Okay. I'm going
to
work on it.
And say, because, you know, his daughters went to my high school.
That's
so
true.
Use that too. Like, yeah, she knows them.
Oh, yeah. And remember, Mike went on a date with Jenna.
Oh, well, we've got all these things.
So many connections.
Yes, we can do this.
Okay. Yeah.
We can do this.
Okay.
All right. Let's keep this train moving.
Let's keep it.
TMG Happenings coming up, brought to us by our friends over at Community Mechanical. We have some crazy weather here in DFW. It is really cold right now. And, you know, in about a couple months, it's going to be really, really hot. So you want to make sure that your HVAC system is set up for success, and you want to just make sure that you have a really good company that can come out and help with that preventative maintenance. They can also repair or replace if you've got an old one that isn't functioning right. Maybe it's not heating down quickly. It's not cooling down quickly in the summer. Maybe it's not cooling the upstairs, only the downstairs, or vice versa. There's probably something going on. Give our friends over at Community Mechanical a call. They also can help you with design and build. So if you're building a new home, and you're looking at a new residential or commercial property, or you're just remodeling your current space, they offer custom in-house design and construction of any HVAC or refrigeration system required for that project. So any of these things they can help with. You can call them, you can text them, go online and fill out an online form to have one of their specialized technicians scheduled to come out and assist you. Whatever it is, they will figure out the solution and come help you. They also offer 0% financing. So just give them a call or text 469-667-7290, Community Mechanical. Tell them that you heard about them on the Mom Game, or just message us if you need any help tracking them down. Thank you to Community Mechanical.
Yes, excited to work with them. And in our TMG Happenings, we have the North Texas Food Bank Empty Bowls event presented by Kroger. It is February 27th at the North Texas Food Bank headquarters. The event will feature expanded chef stations with bowl-friendly dishes from some of your favorite restaurants. This is the 25th anniversary of this killer event, and Brian Lusker is the featured chef. He is known for the popular menus at Taverna Rosa, Union Bear, and others. There will also be food trucks, a digital cookbook featuring the recipes you get to try at the event as well. And also you get your own handcrafted artisan bowl to take home with you. So it serves as a reminder that not everyone's bowl is full of nutritious food, and not everyone has access to that nutritious food. That is what North Texas Food Bank is trying to help with. So plenty of more details to come. Julie and I will be there February 27th at North Texas Food Bank for this fantastic event. So far, it's raised $2.7 million over the last 25 years, thanks to people like you who come to the event and, of course, the gracious sponsors. So if you want to check it out and join Julie and I there, go to ntfb.org/EB10. That's ntfb.org/EB10. Come hang with us at the Empty Bowl. Why am I saying Empty Bowls?
I don't know.
It's because I say event, empty bowls event at the North Texas Food Bank. Okay. A couple of things I've been wanting to talk about since, or for a long time, but we haven't gotten to, and they've been in our tackle box. One is sourdough bread making. This is a thing.
Yeah.
Are you doing it?
No.
Oh, God.
But I've noticed more and more people doing
it. So many people doing it. So what I'm doing is I am supporting local sourdough bread makers.
Okay.
I'm not doing it myself. I don't have the patience for this. I don't have the intelligence for this.
No.
Where did this start and how did it happen?
And why? I feel like why do moms just sometimes, do we need like a thing? Like, do we need a hobby? Do we need a thing?
Yeah.
And
I think so.
Yeah. And that's fine. And I think
it's like, it's like pickleball. It's all the craze. You know, it's like things just catch on.
Right.
But this sourdough thing is like,
it sounds
you got to have a starter kit and you got to treat it. Like if you go out of town, like somebody's got to take care of your starter kit.
Right.
And then, I mean, I'm like.
And so there's like the trad wife thing is a whole.
What?
The trad wife, like the traditional wife, like that's a whole movement.
Excuse me. And trad wife.
And I feel like the sourdough bread making fits in with the trad wife thing.
Okay, I'm just hearing of the trad wife.
You are.
Concept.
That's like, it's like the traditional wife. So it's like, you know, the homemaker, the you're dressed in your cutest little dress with.
Well, this is why I'd never heard of the trad wife craze.
A glass of whiskey and a warm meal ready for your husband when he comes home from work after a tough day. And you have the chair reclined for him and you tell him to have a seat. And here's your. And you're like, look what I've been doing all day. And you have your sourdough bread. And he's like, wow, this has risen nicely today, honey. This looks great. Look at the curvature on your bread. I'm so proud of you. And then he eats his bread and has his whiskey. And then you go wait for him in the bedroom. And
sounds like my worst nightmare.
It's like a whole thing.
My worst nightmare.
That's So I feel
all
like
this from sourdough discussion. Like now we got into, I'm going to recline your chair and pour you a whiskey and wait for you in the bedroom.
Yeah. Like that's, I guess, how it used to be. And so there's this whole movement where like people think that's what women wives should be doing. And anyway, the trad wife movement, like this whole thing, if you look it up on like Instagram or TikTok, like there's trad wives that are doing this.
Well, and then, so and here's the
and they're
problem.
Making sourdough bread.
And here's the problem with algorithms and social media. If I like Google or search trad wife shit, then they're all going to hit me thinking I'm a trad wife and I'm trying to be a trad wife. Mm. And we all know that trad wife is not in the cards for me.
Sorry, Mike.
At all. So I don't want my feed, and they're probably going to trad wife. Like I'm sure it's going to show up anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hard pass on trad wife and sourdough. Also, if you're doing the whole trad wife thing and you're making sourdough starter kits, awesome.
Send us some.
Get after it. I'll buy some from you.
Yeah.
I will pay $12 a fucking loaf for your sourdough bread.
It's good.
It's amazing. It's great. And it doesn't have all the stuff in it. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it myself.
No.
No.
Do they do it in the oven?
Eventually you have to put it in the oven.
Or does it rise on its own?
You have to bake it.
It doesn't bake itself?
No.
I thought it was like magical.
We didn't have a sourdough.
Doesn't it just rise?
It does. And I will rise up. Like, some kind of song. Okay. Well, sourdough experts, holler at your girls. Okay. One other thing I did want to discuss too.
Well, shit.
Oh, this has been on the tackle box for a while. Mm-hmm. In the tackle box. When do moms need to have a talk? Like, okay, so Hattie's grade, she's fifth grade. There are so many girls in her grade that are all friends. They all kind of mix and mingle, and there's a shit ton of them, and they're great, and I love them all, and I love their moms. Some of them are way more like involved and creative, and like. Initiate things mm-hmm. way more than I do, which grateful for. I don't even know why I got
like get togethers or
well get together just like making sure like we've started cotillion and it's like
right.
We got to have a pre-party where they get ready together
oh,
and
yeah,
then we
yeah.
got to have a post-party and then it's just like Meanwhile, like everyone's looking all cute with makeup on and like their cute little jeans and whatever. And then I roll in with, you know, Uggs and, you know, yoga pants and my hot mess socks pulled up to my knees. And Hattie's embarrassed.
Your socks
and
I gave you.
She was like, I do. I've worn them like four or five times. Great. I love them. And Hattie will be like, you want to push your socks? Like, no, I'm proud of them. I love socks that identify exactly what's happening in my life and who I am.
Do you want to push your socks?
Hot mess.
Down.
She was like,
did you tell her nickname is Hot Mess Hattie?
She's kind of tried to leave that behind in the rearview mirror.
Well, sorry, girl.
Anyway, and so there are just lots of conversations that take place, and you know me and my personality. It can be abrasive at times. It can be very blunt and to the point. And I probably need to coddle a little more things. And I think if we're going to get deep here, it's probably a defense mechanism of some sort that I've built up over the course of my life where I'm just like, well, I'm just going to tell you how I feel. Anyway, this is just the way that I am. So my question is, like, I've had conversations, and this has happened too with, you know, with Henry's friends and, you know, Henry himself, like, where, you know, your kid's a jackass and everyone's talking about your kid being a jackass, but no one's telling you.
Yep.
That to me, I'm like, no. You don't get it. If my kid's a jackass, I'm not going to defend them with. I mean, I will if like I need to do some investigation, get it. But I'm not going to be like, not my kid. No. I want to know. Like the last thing I want in this world, not in this world. That's so dramatic. But the last thing I want is for like other people to be like.
Right.
Like, no, come talk to me.
Right.
I mean, I will take anything to my kids. I will bring it to them. I will give them the evidence that I have and then allow them a chance to defend themselves and counterpoint and all that kind of stuff. But like, as parents, I feel like, hey guys, let's stop talking about each other's kids to other people, especially people you know. Like, hey, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, your kids being a D to my kid. Like, can we talk about it? And then what might happen is, oh, turns out my kid was being a D to your kid too. Like, can we all just...
That's usually what happens when you talk about it.
100%. Yes. But it's like, why? I don't understand that, I guess. Like, and it sucks. Like, I had one of my best friends, Jessica, she's amazing. And Henry was being a total D to this kid, her son. And she was like, hey, can we meet for coffee? And I was like, okay. So she tells me, and I'm like, ugh, like it sucks. Like, I mean, this was several years ago. And I'm like, so I had to have a conversation with Henry and we talked about it. Now he and Colby are like thick as thieves. He was at our house on Monday. Like they're great. But like, I don't know what would have happened if Jessica and I wouldn't have had that conversation,
worse.
Right?
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, she's just yapping about how Henry's a giant D. And then I'm just oblivious thinking I've got a rock star kid because they're all going to be assholes. They're all going to be assholes. Like if you think your kid is not going to be an asshole, you're wrong. I'm sorry. They're all going to be. I would much rather hear direct, like come to me. It's going to suck and I don't want to hear it, but I will take that information and I will figure it out because I would much rather know myself then have a bunch of people yapping over here about how my kid sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something very simple, a very easy fix. Like, hey, this is why I was a jack A and or whatever. Like, but I feel like as parents, like we've got to, and I feel like this is definitely on the moms because dads don't like to talk about anything as a generalization. And so like, we've got to be able to have those conversations. Like, Julie, I am so sorry. And I know that you don't want to hear this, but Anna punched Hattie in the stomach and called her a bitch. Like, you need to know. Like, or she's been bullying her. That damn Anna. And so I don't know. I just feel like we don't do that enough. And instead we're just talking behind.
I 100% agree.
Sorry. That was a rant that I've been wanting to get off my chest for a while.
Well, it happens in my world too. And I am from the exact same mindset as you. But I think that people fear those conversations so much.
They do. And I get it. They're uncomfortable.
They're uncomfortable.
But and what's worse, having the conversation or, you know, or as someone who's going to initiate the conversation, is it worse to worry about the reaction or to know that you know that there's a bunch of other people talking noise about your kid behind your back?
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It is worth it. And in the situations where I've had to do that with a mom, you know, it helps when you're friends with them.
It does help.
It's more awkward if you're not.
It is.
And you don't know them.
For sure.
Like, hey, this is my first.
Hey, impression. Nice to meet you.
Great to meet you.
Your son's a.
Like, people
douche.
Get taken aback. No, I do have a situation where, like, I think you just never know how people are going to react. Like, some people really do think that their kid is God's gift.
They do.
And their kid can do no wrong. And if you're coming at me saying my kid did something wrong, well, then you're a problem. And I'm going to cut you out of my life.
Yep.
Like, I've sort of had that happen.
It's true. And I think it's important to have been on both ends.
Right.
So I've been on both ends. I had to have a talk. And you know what's funny is both of the conversations that I've had, both of those moments and both of those kids, Henry is, those are two of his dearest friends.
Yeah. And I think
after we had the conversations, and I adore their mothers, and we had those conversations.
Yes.
And literally two of Henry's dearest friends that came after these issues that they were having.
Right.
And Henry was the D on one end, and then
they're all, like you said, all going to be,
like,
D's.
And he was the victim of somebody being a
jackhead. And for girls, what we're dealing with, which is a whole nother conversation episode, it's like the leaving out thing. It's like, you know, finding, like,
okay,
being left out and
I'm
then
putting
leaving
that
out.
In the tackle box.
Yeah, because that's a whole thing.
That is a huge discussion.
And then once you've been left out and then you finally find a good friend, then you leave out because you have been left out and you make
it's
other people
cycle.
Feel the way that you have felt because it feels better to make people feel that way. So it's just a whole thing. It's really hard. It's all part of the really hard parenting things that we have to deal with.
But that whole that discussion I definitely want to get into.
Yeah.
Because it's a huge player right now for Hattie. Because like I said, there's literally, like, when you come, there's two elementary schools that know each other that are going to come together. Just at hers, there's probably 25 girls that are all would call themselves friends, like good friends. And then at the other school, there's probably another, you know, they probably have the same thing going on at their school. And then there's another, there's at least a dozen each cross-pollination. Like, you can't do, and I can't even tell. I'm so glad you brought that up. We definitely need to discuss that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
it's a whole thing.
Let's put it.
Put it back in the tackle box.
Back in the tackle box. Okay.
We've covered a lot today.
We have. Well, stay healthy.
Yeah.
Please don't try to make out with me on your way out.
I won't. Don't worry.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad we made it. One more episode next week before I go to Mexico.
Or you go to Mexico.
And if I get sick.
I have touched you. You can't blame me.
I'm kidding. Okay.
It's probably
cheers.
Going around your kid's school.
Good luck back at the infirmary.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, honey, if I got sick, I would not blame you in the least. my little petri dishes coming home from school. Yeah.
They all are.
I know. They are. They are.
They all are.
Okay, next week. I feel like we have, is Robbie coming in next week? I feel like we have a guest next week.
You did that. I don't know.
I did. I think Robbie from
S. He's welcome to.
I know. Hey, come on in. Okay, we'll have plenty of good stuff for you next week. Thanks so much for being with us and powering through our makeout sesh talk.
Yeah, we came right off the top.
I mean, we came out just guns a-blazing. We'll see you next week here on The Mom Game. Thanks for being with us. In the meantime, 1, 2, 3.
Mom Game out.